This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 6th. God's word to you today is the making, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 63, verse 1 from the Voice Translation, and it says, O true God, you are my God, the one whom I trust. I seek you with every fiber of my being. In this dry and weary land, with no water in sight, my soul is dry and longs for you. My body aches for you, for your presence. Have you ever called a customer care line and got put on hold for 15 minutes? And for that duration, you are told that your call matters. How did it make you feel? We have similar experiences very often, even in our own lives. It feels like things have been put on hold. Sometimes we feel like even the heaven we have placed a call to has put us on hold. David can relate with our plight. David knows what it is to be desperate, to have a famished soul. David knows what it is like. David knows what it is to long for God, and it appears that God is nowhere to be found. The same man that wrote, "He makes me lie down in green pastures," knows what it is to be in a land that is dry and weary. Psalm 23 verses 2 and 3 from the New King James Version says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." God will restore your soul in the name of Jesus. Okay. This scripture makes it clear that for there to be spiritual vitality and for your soul to be restored, there is a making and there is a leading. The making. He makes me lie down. The literal word there is, you are being forced down. It means the sheep wants to wander, and God has to corner it and put it down. God making me lie down is God forcing me down. The shepherd does not ask us to lie down in green pastures. God compels us to lie down. But why does he compel us to lie down? It is because that is where the green pasture is, and by nature, we wander and try to go from place to place. By nature, like sheep, we always think that the grass is greener on the other side. By nature, we think we are self-sufficient and sometimes dumb enough to think we are smarter than God. So God needs to put us down, literally. God needs to put us in a condition that leaves no room for movement. As long as you are self-sufficient, you will only become spiritually drained. As long as you are self-sufficient, you will only end up spiritually deficient. So God would have to make you lie down, put you in a situation you cannot get out of, a tight corner. He has to make you feel helpless by putting you in a place where you cannot move until he helps you. A lot of us are in similar situations right now. God wants you to know that he puts you there, and it is because he wants you to eat fresh green grass. God wants you to eat the spiritual food he has prepared for you. I know it can be uncomfortable, but remember, God has no misfortune in his plans for you, only good. Let us pray. Father, compel me, compel my children to lie down in green pastures you have for us. Do not let us wander into the parched land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.